flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, that's the type of time we're on this Friday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday as well. Man, we're triple excited, in fact. Here's the three reasons me personally I'm excited on this Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you care or not, but I'm telling you anyway. One, it's a Friday. Point. Yeah. Period. Point blank period.
You ain't got to name the other two.
Yeah. Two is payday.
Oh, hey, okay.
And I hope that you also have a payday so that you can be on the same vibes. Mm-hmm. Three, this is our last show before we head out to NOLA.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be out there on Radio Row, courtesy of Flight by Yingling, courtesy of Low T Center. Exclusive Furniture sent us out there with the with the, you know, hot seat for all the fantastic guests that we're going to have all week long. And then you will be able to see all the things happening, courtesy of Mokarem Injury Lawyer. So, yeah. Like, look, man, we're taken care of so that you can get taken care of on the path to the Super Bowl.
It's going to be fun, man. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, too, at Sports Radio 610, at The Figgy Fig, at Lopez on Sports, at Reggie Atitula.
It's the full name, at Reginald Atitula.
Okay.
It's the full name.
Yeah, man, make sure you follow us. We're going to be updating a lot of stuff, including the car ride. We're going to be, all three of us going to be in the car together.
I will turn this car ride around.
No, you won't.
I wonder what the playlist going to look like, man.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Is it going to be silent? I got to bring headphones?
I'm driving. It's my playlist. That's the rule.
That's what I'm saying. What's the playlist going to look like?
Do I need to get the headphones?
Actually, is that true that it's a rule? If you're driving, I feel like if you're just ambling around the city, it's the playlist.
No. You don't touch another man's
radio. Man, I disagree. I feel like if you're on a road trip, somebody is designated with the aux cord.
No.
Are you for 713-572?
You don't touch another man's radio.
That's a general, like if we just generally get in the car. If we're going on a road trip, which is what this is, we're going to be in the car, six hours?
I feel like that's kind of an older rule, too, because back in the day, you had, whoever car was, they had CDs, tapes, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could just plug up a phone, and the driver can't just be sitting there on the phone trying to look for music and stuff like that.
You know the rules.
Sometimes you just pass it all to the passenger.
You know the rules.
Man, I'm not certain about that. We'll let the people decide.
I'll bring my headphones.
Let me know. While we do that, we pivot to a very serious topic. As yesterday, we got news courtesy of the Baltimore Banner doing some Capital J journalism. And, a real long-form piece about Justin Tucker and some alleged illicit behavior. Not good behavior, I guess is the way that I'll ultimately say it. He was accused, rather, of inappropriate behavior during massages. Over about a four-year span, 2012 to 2016 is where these incidents were kind of reported from. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 2012 was Justin Tucker's rookie year there in Baltimore. Apparently, if you drill down into it, I think it's six massage therapists were kind of contacted and talked to about this. In fact, I guess the way that this started was that the Baltimore Banner got a tip about this on January 9th of this year. Imagine that, right? Like this dates back to, over a decade ago. They got a tip finally this year and they started, kind of digging into this, talking to these various massage therapists whose names were kind of protected for obvious reason.
Yeah.
After being interviewed, one of the therapists contacted attorney Michael Belsky, who is a partner at SBWD law firm who specializes in sexual abuse and harassment cases. So then that they now they represent, I believe, four of the therapists. But apparently what happened is that supposedly Justin Tucker was engaging in all similar things that we heard in, you know, the Deshaun Watson case, mm-hmm. Where, you know, now, of course, and I think Sean made this distinction. I thought it was worthwhile that this was not the kind of, you know, individual, you know, finding them on Instagram type massages. These were, you know, establishments, professional establishments that were there where, you know, several therapists said that his behavior was so egregious that they ended his sessions early, refused to work with him again. And at two of the spas, the management said that they were banning him from returning completely. In fact, I believe one of the massage places said, quote, what was the quote? Tucker's inappropriate actions began slowly and subtly. But that's actually the wrong quote. It was that they took immediate and decisive action to ban this individual from their business and services to ensure a safe environment for all. So, look, it seems like this is pretty well reported. They talked about his inappropriate actions beginning slowly and subtly, but after he repeatedly attempted to expose his genitals and in some cases seemingly positioned his hand to brush their thighs mm-hmm. with his fingers, they concluded that he was deliberately being inappropriate. That's a direct quote from the people interviewed. So it seems like there's a pretty good leg to stand on here. I mean, obviously, it's still accusations, but it seems like there's a pretty good leg to stand on here that Justin Tucker was behaving inappropriately in these cases.
Yeah, look, and obviously, as you just mentioned, it's allegations at this point. And Justin Tucker has issued a statement, and his agent has completely denied it. He completely denied it.
Yeah.
So we do have to mention that, and we do have to make it clear that that's where it is.
Sure.
I will say this: these being professional, you know, massage therapists and professional, you know, businesses, you know, brick and mortar businesses. In some ways, if there is anything to this, I think he's kind of in a worse place than even Deshaun Watson.
I'm interested to hear why.
Because these are businesses, and I'm guessing most businesses like this and most businesses in general, they will have video of the entrance of Justin Tucker in these places, maybe leaving abruptly, you know, after a certain few number of minutes or whatever, maybe have, you know, like I said, there's going to be some, there's a good chance.
There's some level of documentation. Yeah. And outside of video, I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? Because I
record books.
Right. And
yeah.
Record
online.
If therapists would had to, I love that you're like, it's not physical media.
It's not
clearly
an actual
it's
book.
It's in the cloud. If there's instances where therapists had to take it to their managers, which is what is being
correct.
Reported
documentation.
Here, that's an HR situation where I imagine that there had to be some level of actual physical documentation mm-hmm. on these circumstances, which I would hope means that these things could be a lot easier, easily proved mm-hmm. so that we don't have to get into like the he said, she said that I think that we've tended to get into some of these situations with at various points. But man, I think one of the things that makes this that has made this more egregious for me outside of the idea that not only was he kind of doing some of those things, there are three of the women who, mind you, interviewed individually, right, said that when they returned to the treatment room after Tucker left, they discovered a large wet spot on the massage table, what they strongly believed to be, you know, bodily fluids to try and be as delicate as possible in saying that, is that at least one of these, you know, places that he was actively kicked out of
mm-hmm.
Was one that Raven's folks frequently frequented.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there was maybe even at least a professional relationship, but at least a, you know, kind of cordial relationship between the organizations. Many members of the Ravens patronized this place, and you was out here acting a fool, showing your ass, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like the Deshaun thing, we were so close to it. It was something we talked about literally every day, but there was a lot of speculation, and he did this on Instagram, and you know, went to this woman's, you know, home or whatever it might have been. This is a business that has some level of a relationship with the Baltimore Ravens. And so the Ravens might even have some documentation of, yeah, we sent him here or he went there. Certainly they have that as well. So I think, you know, as much as he's denying it and maybe he's right, we don't know. But I think it could be worse in some ways than Deshaun because it's like right there.
Yeah, it's an actual business.
Yes,
and I think right Deshaun was hitting a personal massage. Yeah.
Someone argued that that's worse, though, like that he was actively targeting certain women.
No, it feels worse. It's creepier. It's creepier.
No, Deshaun was targeting. He was targeting. This one seemed like it could be more trouble.
No, I'm talking about like, could you prove this?
Mm.
Do you have some level of evidence? Like Deshaun was just, it felt creepy, but we didn't see all this stuff. You know, we didn't have all this.
It looked
stuff.
Like Deshaun was targeting like up and coming independent massage therapists
or non massage therapists. Whereas this is a professional business that that all of a sudden like it's out there. I mean, it's there.
Like
you know, there's some like level of
being banned from a place.
Yeah,
that's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that, like, because again. A few of them, and I know some people be like, oh, well, how are they, you know, how are these therapists, you know, so distraught or what have you? It wasn't just that they stopped their, it wasn't just that they stopped the treatment early or whatever. And I know some people be like, well, and I think that was one of the things, the claims that Tucker, I don't know if it was himself or via his representation said that, you know, hey, it's to be expected that every once in a while, you know, maybe there'd be some exposure or whatever. But these therapists do this for a living. And like I was mentioning, one of them mentioned that his improper actions began slowly and subtly. They know the difference between just, the sheet slipped or whatever. This is becoming intentional. After repeated attempts to expose himself and in some cases, like trying to touch them. I have a strong feeling that once it reaches a certain level, like it's very evident as opposed to just, oh, well, this was a few, you know, errant instances of accidental exposure.
Yeah. And I don't know if this even affects like an NFL decision, a Baltimore Ravens decision, or any decision in terms of lawsuits and such. But there is a common sense factor here. The common sense tells me if I go to get a massage and the sheet slips and they feel uncomfortable about it, I'll be wearing a parka the next time. You know, I mean, I'll be wearing like sweatpants and make sure that this doesn't happen.
I think in that instance that you've crafted for yourself, you were going in there for a massage.
Correct.
But
that's what I'm saying. Common sense says this was not exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, the picture that is being painted here is of a man who is maybe not going in there for a massage, but going in there for trying to, you know, gin up sexual favors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, fairly despicable in my personal estimation. Now, some people have asked, and I understand why this pops up as a question whenever something of this sort comes up. Why 9 years later? And I do find that was one of the things that I was kind of thinking of as reading this. And one of the things that, again, one of the reasons why I mentioned why, you know, the timeline of this, that the Baltimore Banner, the publication that's kind of that did this long form article and did this this journalism, they got the tip earlier this year. They started talking to various people. And it was at this point when somebody who was interviewed, I imagine once they realized that, oh, this is not an isolated incident within my workplace or with me, that this is a wider spread thing, that then they went and reached out to representation. We're beyond the statute of limitations now, but I do wonder if the level of understanding that, oh, this was a bigger issue as opposed to just like something that happened with me where we kicked this one dude out, that raised it to the level of, okay, now we might need to take a further action.
And there's also, you know, therapists and all kinds of people will tell you a lot of times these are things that people just do not want to come forward with. And then at some point they're like, it's affecting me. It's affecting me long term. I have to say something. You know,
right. And so this is going to be something interesting. I think one of the things that we immediately jump to is, man, his career might be cooked there, in part because he had a pretty poor season, at least for his standards. But I think you could probably say in a general way this year kicking. I know some people were talking about maybe this was a part of the stress. I'm not certain because, again, the timeline we set up, we're talking about January.
Mm-hmm.
So it might. And the reason why I say this is he might just be declining in general. And that might give the Ravens a little opportunity to get like the easy layup.
I think it will.
And I hate to say it that way. But, you know, we understand that the value proposition factors into how much of your guff we're going to put up with.
Yeah.
And this is clearly serious allegations. But some teams would look at this with some level player and go, yeah, but the player is worth X, you know, whatever. Even though he is a club legend, if he is playing poorly, I think that would make it a little bit easier for them to like come down difficult, whether it's punishment or just straight out maybe like cutting him or what have you.
It
remains to be seen what actually happens there. But that was a thought that I had.
I think it will. I think it will affect their decision on that, and it's not going to end well for anyone. you know.
Yeah, and I think also too, it don't help that he's a kicker. I know he's the best kicker in history, but
right,
he's still a kicker.
Right,
man.
Exactly. What is the value proposition?
He ain't no quarterback.
Yeah,
I am. One of the things that's a little disconcerting, and I'll leave it here, is just this is now two players that we've seen have done this, and I do wonder how prevalent is this actually in the league, right? And I, you know,
how
maybe
many guys are nervous out
right,
there,
right? And again, we're talking about allegations here, and I want to be careful because I don't want to put anybody in an undue place. But at the very least, it feels like credible allegations to me, fairly credible that we can discuss it in such way. If there's two, how many more could there possibly be in these spaces? And that's really uncomfortable for me to think about. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Friday. Let's get back to the fun funky of it. Let's celebrate an all-star here in Houston. We'll talk about that and more in What's Poppin' next.